Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. And you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Vicki Oliver's here. Vicki's back. I know. I'm excited, too. Vicki is a great member of our brain trust. Half a dozen years now she's been hanging out with us. She's one of the top career development experts on the planet, probably in the galaxy. 301 Smart Answers to Tough Business Etiquette Questions is one of my favorite books. Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers, and Other Office Idiots, that's another one of her books, which has got 201 smart tips in it. And she's our good friend. Vicki, welcome back.
Thank you so much for having me. It's such a pleasure to be on the show.
We love having you on the show, Vicki.
Thank you.
Sexual harassment has been going on a long time in my career. I mean, I remember the mother of my children was harassed by a principal in her very first teaching job.
Right.
And she came home and told me about it. And it was not, it was nothing, she didn't feel unsafe, but he was obviously making, you know, overtures, not too subtle. And I thought, okay, I could go up there and stomp him into the ground, but what would that solve? She'd lose her job, I'd get arrested, you know, whatever, you know.
Right.
And I said, and so since
it's a little problem there.
Since the guy was just basically being a jerk,
right.
I said, look, you're a young woman. This is not going to go away. Maybe you need to learn how to deal with people like this.
Right.
And it wasn't tough love, and she thought about it, you know. And so the next time he came back at her, she made some little remark that basically just, you know, neutralized him, you know, basically just put him down.
Right.
And he went away for good.
Right. That's exactly the right behavior that she exhibited. And actually, in my book, Bad Bosses, Crazy Coworkers, and Other Office Idiots, I have a chapter in there. It's called The Predator.
Right.
And it gives people tips for what to do if you happen to be working for a predator. You know, and the first thing that, you know, the absolute first thing is to say no, to just say no, you know.
For a real jerk, no isn't enough. In my opinion, you've got to do something else. But here's the thing that I'm troubled about some women, and Vicki, I've spent 20 years promoting women on this show. Half 50% of my brain trust members are female. I didn't know that until somebody pointed it out to me one day. I didn't even know that. But my point is it troubles me that women don't have the confidence to do that on their own without being told that they need to do that. In other words, it troubles me that some women will allow themselves to continue to be subjected to this when you know, instead of coming up with something on their own to be more proactive, I guess I'm saying, and to be more aggressive. And maybe
I think that's a really good point that you're making.
Yeah.
I agree.
I mean I'm not minimizing what you're under. I've got, you know, there are lots of women in my life. I got a daughter who's in the workplace but you know, you gotta take responsibility for this, don't you? You gotta figure it out.
A lot of times, I think, you know, if you cut it off early, that's what I'm saying about saying to the harasser no. If you cut it off at the beginning,
yes,
you're fine, you know.
See, to a harasser, there's an old story. A friend of mine, Lucha, lived in South America, and when the contractors would work on his house, they wouldn't finish. He'd say, when are you going to finish? They'd say, mañana. He'd come back the next day, and they wouldn't finish. He'd say, well, you said mañana. He said, mañana doesn't mean tomorrow. Mañana means not today.
Right.
When a woman says no, and that's all she says to a sexual predator, some jerk, all that means is not today.
Well, you know, there are different kinds of harassment. I mean, You know, another thing is like an environment of harassment. Like, for example, I used to be in the advertising business, and I was a writer, and I grew into a creative director, and one of my partners, an art director, had a calendar of naked women on motorcycles that was hanging blatantly on his wall. And I said to him, I said to him, Steve, you know, that calendar is kind of offensive. And you know what he said? He said, don't look at the wall. Those were the days, you know?
Well, when I was coming up, I mean, I'm a young kid, or I'm a young boy, right? One of my favorite things was to go to a garage, because they had pinups on the walls.
Right.
You know, I'm a 12-year-old boy. I liked them.
Right.
And so, those things were everywhere. Because, as you say, it was in those days, people just got away with it.
Right. I was telling you before the show that I was at an ad agency, and I think it was 1998, and they showed us a film. And they said, this is what sexual harassment is. Don't do it. You know?
What was an example? What was an example of the film?
Defined. You know, a little documentary film on, like, behavior in the workplace. And they showed it to us. And that was the first time.
And they showed people doing things that you had been subjected to?
Yes. But at other firms.
What would be an example? What would be something that someone did?
Oh, you know, touching somebody.
Right.
Sometimes, like, somebody, they might, like, touch you a lot.
Right.
You know? Mm-hmm. I mean, it depends. It really depends on you, what you perceive.
Is context
to be a boundary issue?
Is
some
context
people,
important?
You know, are huggers. Some people aren't.
Right. That's what I mean. I guess that's what I mean by context. Now, now you mentioned the hugging thing, see, and I think we may have talked about this once before.
Right.
You know, I remember when nobody hugged.
Right.
I mean, women didn't hug each other in the workplace.
Right.
Let alone men and women. Now we hug, everybody hugs. You shake a hand and then you hug them. So how do we reconcile that? How do we reconcile all of that?
I think that's what I mean about context. It's the type of hug, you know? What I was talking about was more like touching on the arm,
right,
or touch. You know, there's certain places where
those are flirting touches.
You may not want to be touched. I'm working in the workplace, and if you are a boss, you know, you should be careful and realize that, you know, people have boundaries.
Right. So, all right, hold on to that thought. We're gonna talk about this some more when we come back. This is Vicki's helping us a lot, folks. Pay attention to this stuff. This is part of our world right now. We have to deal with it. Ladies, men, we got to get along in the workplace. We got a lot of work to do. 20 after. Right back with Vicki Oliver. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.